from our New York studios up in Harlem. Let's go inside her story with Jackie Reed. Good morning, Jackie.
Good morning, Tom, Sybil, and Jay. Now, most of us saw the horrific video captured on Facebook Live of the shooting death of Philando Castile. Bravely narrating the video that day was Castile's girlfriend, Diamond Reynolds.
We have her.
She kept rolling. Okay, she kept rolling as her man lay there dying while the officer kept the gun pointed at her, also while her young daughter sat in the back of that car. Now, that was in early July, Tom. But what has happened to Diamond and her daughter since then? Well, in a recent detailed Washington Post feature article, we see that she is really struggling and fighting for a better life. I'm going inside her story with Diamond and her attorney, Larry Rogers. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Now, Diamond, let me start with you. Now, people still recognize you from that Facebook video. What is it like when they point out that they know you from that video? Because I might imagine you really want to move on from that, from discussing
Absolutely.
It all the time.
It's very sad. It's heartbreaking because it's not in a way that I want to be recognized. And it just, people give me their love and their support. And I respect the fact that people all over the world are praying for me, but it's just a very sad moment because that's not how I want to be remembered, and I don't want to be famous for the wrong reasons or anything like that.
Yeah. Does it happen to you often during the day? Like, how many times a day would you say it happens?
At least 3 times a day I'm recognized by someone.
Yeah.
At the local grocery store, church, doctor's appointments, kids' school, just out in the community.
Yeah. Well, this article in the Washington Post I mentioned, you know, it came out about a week ago. And in it, Tom, it details, you know, really how you're struggling in your life, Diamond. And I just wanted to read a little bit of it for our audience who may not have seen it to give them
sure.
an idea of what happened once Philando was out of your life.
Yeah.
And it says, you know, that the journalist wrote, no more boyfriend to watch her daughter while she worked nights at the dollar store. No more paychecks to help her cover her rent. No more roommate to make her feel secure in one of St. Paul's most dangerous neighborhoods. No more car to go searching for a new apartment because that's what she needed. Because the car was Castile's and had been seized as part of the investigation. No one left to help her move. And it just goes on and on. And detailing just how much you've been struggling. And folks, you know, with what's been going on, especially this past summer with police shootings, you know, people kind of move on to the next story. But for you, you know, no one has any idea what's been going on in your life. How tough has it been, Diamond?
It's been extremely difficult. Every day is a battle. Every day I'm facing new challenges and trying to get over them. It's extremely hard not having support. I only have one family member in Minnesota, and she has her own life as well. It was very difficult trying to, you know, get my daughter from daycare, trying to find jobs that fit her schedule, you know, just trying to be the model citizen that I was before. It's very difficult and it's very challenging, and it hurts a lot because
yeah.
you want to be the best person that you can, but every day is something different.
Is that your daughter? I hear in the background.
Yeah. Bye, Dayana. Yeah, she's getting on the school bus.
Aww.
Have a good day at school. Hurry.
How's she doing?
Yeah, how's she doing,
Diamond, with all of this?
She's a kid. You know, she has a lot of distractions. Bye, baby. She has a lot of distractions. You forgot your umbrella, but I'll take it. She has a lot of, she's a kid, so we pretty much keep her busy. You know, every day she say, Mommy, I miss Phil. And some days she thinks she's a fairy who has magic powers. And she say, I'm bringing Phil back to life. So,
yeah.
you know, she's very strong. We've lived in Chicago before, where Chicago is very high crime. And, you know, from a very young age, I've been teaching Dayana what I call the survival mechanism, you know. So she's been very strong from even before she can walk. She's an angel. So she's very strong, even stronger than me.
How do you stay strong, Diamond, in light of some of the negativity that has come out as a result of your being so strong and in filming and posting that video?
I pretty much just try to keep busy. I don't have a Facebook or any social media outlet. So I don't really read the news anymore because it's very depressing. So I just keep busy and trying to get my life back on track. So I don't really get affected by the negativity anymore. Whereas in the beginning, I was very emotional. You know, I cry every day because it's like, I didn't do this to us. So why hate me, you know?
Yeah. Now, and I know, Diamond, because I read about this, that, you know, it understandably has been very traumatic for you after this shooting. I mean, you had insomnia, nightmares,
anxiety,
everything. I mean, how have you been dealing with that? I mean, aside from the day-to-day struggle of paying rent, trying to keep a roof over your head, how have you been dealing with that?
I don't deal. I just, you know, I have my daughter to keep me motivated. Every day she goes to school, and I cry for about 30 minutes because it is hard. You know, it is challenging. You know, you try to be the best you can be. You know, you do everything in your life to make a better life. And then it's like I've practiced for so long to be a good person for my family and created this family that I wanted. And then for it all to be taken away from me at such a short notice is very extremely challenging. It's very hard. You know, Jackie, being strong is what God wants us to do at the end of the day. So we have to do what we are intended to do.
Will there be a wrongful death lawsuit?
Well, there's a special prosecutor assigned to the case now, right, Larry?
Yes. Let me just say, Jackie and Tom, that Diamond is one of the strongest women I've ever had the pleasure of representing. What she did that day is phenomenal, and she really just wanted to share what was happening to the world so no one would have to listen to what she described, but they could see for themselves the injustice that Philando faced. It is incredible the delay that we're seeing out of Minnesota. They are not producing significant police reports timely. They are not producing statements. While her video has been published across the world, we don't have the dash cam video, and they're refusing to release it. So we are seeing an incredible delay on the part of the authorities in Minnesota to really reveal the truth to the public. And we will be filing. I'm sorry, go ahead.
You will be filing what?
We will be filing a lawsuit to reveal exactly what happened to Philando and to make sure that justice is served. We have no confidence, quite frankly, in this special prosecutor that's been appointed. It's not truly a special independent prosecutor. This is some type of a hybrid prosecutor where they've hired a gentleman by the name of Don Lewis to work with the prosecutor, but it will ultimately be the elected prosecutor who will decide what charges will be filed. And we can see from that video, absolutely no question that charges need to be filed against that officer.
Well, you know, there was a settlement in the Sandra Bland case. Do you think that with this case that it will take just as long or longer because it took a while to get to that point?
Cannon Lambert and I represented Sandra Bland in that case. And what we saw and were able to accomplish in that case was to secure some meaningful changes to the way in which the jail system will be operated from here on out. We received a letter recently indicating that they will be pushing confirming that they will be pushing the Sandra Bland Act as we have requested they do as a term of that settlement. So,
and here in Minnesota, they've been trying to change a couple laws to help people, you know, gain the rights of the police officer when things happen. But there is, it's a lot of things they have to go through and probable cause that they have to make in order to create these laws and change these laws. First, you have to prove that it's happening, which is very difficult. And then you have to make changes to do to what's been proven.
And are you getting any counseling, any help in the wake of all of this?
No counseling right now at this time. I've been taking talking to different therapists and having my daughter meeting with different people just so that they can talk to her, see where her mind is at, and make sure that she's still developing correctly as a child.
Did she have her big birthday party? Did that happen yet?
Yes, she had that back in August. Yes, she did. She was extremely ecstatic. She still talks about it. And it's like one of the biggest distractions opposed to Phil passing away that she has, you know, to fall back on.
Okay. We wish you all the best, and we pray that you continue to
Thank
be strong
so
through
much.
All
Thank
of this.
Thank you. Just keep us in your prayers and continue to spread love and hope throughout the world. You guys have the power to make the change as well, and the power starts with us.
It definitely does. Thank you, Diamond.
Thank you.
Larry, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
That article's in the Washington Post. You guys should check it out.
Okay. Can we reprint it on Black America Web? Okay.
I hope so.
Yeah, here we go. It's coming up. Huggy next, 26 past the hour.